What's up, Drew? It's Charles Kelly.
Hey, pal. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I kind of liked it when Charles Kelly says, I'm going to call at this exact minute. Like, you're calling on time.
I'm always on time, man.
We love you in Chicago. We're excited to see you tomorrow night at the House of Blues. The Driver is the album. It came out in February. We actually got to see you sing Lonely Girl on the ACMs. You escaped Vegas unscathed, right? No losses?
No losses, man. This is the first time in a long time that I actually walked away a winner. Like the past 4 or 5 years, I have just gotten myself absolutely destroyed at the tables. But this year I walked away a winner, and I don't know how.
What was your lucky charm? How'd you do it?
It was really kind of a fun night. You know, we went over and there was like a little party at Dirk's threw a little party, you know, after hosting and stuff. And
yep.
Then me and Jason Aldean, Brett Eldridge, and Thomas Rhett went.
Name dropper.
I know. I was right as I said it. I was like, what a goober. I'm a goober. It was so much fun, man, and like everybody, I'm pretty sure everybody was winning. It was just one of those things when the mojo's working, you know, it was just always working. And luckily, I was, because there were so many people at the table, I was partnered up with another buddy of mine, and he wanted to stop once we got to a certain point. So
right.
It was just me. I think I would have kept going till like I lost it all.
Yeah, why not?
Having someone else there, it gave me that, you know, a little bit of control.
So you're on tour with your brother, Josh Kelly.
Yeah.
Which seems like a ton of fun. Who's got the longer tour rider, you or him?
Josh is pretty easy, man. We both are. As long as we have whiskey and we have hot tea and, like, chips and salsa, that's, like, pretty much, like, all we need. We're both kind of very similar in that.
Low key,
man. Low key.
Do you guys flip flop who opens for who each night, or is it always?
No. Josh is opening for me, but he hops up on stage and plays a couple songs with me later and stuff. But he came out with us on the Lady A. I guess it was probably back about 3 or 4 years ago. It opened up for us, and man, we had such a good time. And you know, being able to kind of go out here and do a bunch of clubs and theaters and stuff on this tour, I was like, man, my brother is perfect for this environment. He just gets a fair acoustic,
yep,
and he's so entertaining, man. And it's been a blast. And to have, you know, this project finally out, and people, you know, I can start seeing it picking up steam, and people are singing along to these songs. It's just like, okay, this is starting to feel really, really good now, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
Was it an out-of-body experience to be recording Southern Accents with the Stevie Nicks? I mean, come on now, it's Stevie Nicks.
I know, it was pretty wild, dude. Here's a cool story. So we cut the record in Nashville and stuff, and then we find out, you know, Stevie wants to sing on the song. I go up to L.A., you know, fly up there, and we go to this studio called The Village, where she actually recorded.
That's a really famous studio, isn't it?
It is. Well, the craziest thing, we're in this room, and we're talking, and Stevie goes, I wouldn't be surprised if Tom Petty actually cut, you know, that record here. And I was like, what? And I was like, yeah, let's just go see. Sure enough, we asked the front desk, and there was this plaque sitting out in the hall. He recorded that actual song, his original version of Southern Accents, in the same very room.
Creepy.
That we cut ours. It was.
It's like cool and creepy at the same time.
Dude, it was like the coolest feeling in the world. It was like, you know, meant to be, and I don't know, man. It's just really proud of this project, and that was a cool moment for me, for sure.
All right, things we want to know about Charles Kelly. The last TV show that you binge-watched because you could.
Oh, man. Vikings. Have you ever seen Vikings?
You like that? You're still into it?
I love Vikings. It's new season, man.
Man, we dropped it after season 2. We just couldn't get onto it.
Really?
You think we should go
dude,
back to it?
I'm blown away by it. I think it's better than Game of Thrones. That's just me.
Okay, you just... Wow. Vikings better than Game of Thrones.
For some reason, I just dig it. I don't know.
One item on your bucket list this year, you're doing it no matter what.
You know what, actually, I'm doing that. I've never been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm in Cleveland today, and I'm going with a band and taking my wife and little boy. We're gonna walk through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, man.
Super cool.
Yeah, man. I as many times as I've been here, I've never been. So
and knowing you could probably get a nice little VIP tour.
We'll see.
A couple of listeners knew that you were checking in today. Bo wants to know if you would ever consider being on Wife Swap with your brother.
No.
Never.
No. No.
That is a wise husband answer, yeah. Charles Kelly.
Yeah, that's no, that would be weird.
Mike wants to know if you can dunk a basketball.
Man, on a good day. It takes a really good day. My vertical is, if you've ever seen my legs, I've got, it runs in the family, chicken legs.
Yeah.
Chicken leg Kelly. And I've got about a 3-inch vertical, but I've dunked it a few times. It's just hard for me to, I don't know, man. It's just hard for me to jump.
And Jenny wants to know if you are still mad at Luke Bryan for stealing what you trademarked as the skinny jeans early on. Because I remember back at Country Thunder 2007, you guys were playing the back Miller Lite tent.
Yeah.
And you had the brand new song, Love Don't Live Here Anymore. We're like, who is this tall, skinny guy wearing those jeans? And we thought to ourselves, something is happening here.
I don't know if I started it, but I.
I mean, he's taken all your thunder, man.
I was doing it before Luke Bryan, that's for sure.
Yes, you were. And look, everybody's doing it now. If it looks good and you're fine with it and it's comfortable, why not?
Why not?
The album is The Driver. You are at House of Blues tomorrow night. Tickets available through LiveNation.com. We can't wait to see you tomorrow, Charles.
Thank you, man. And it's gonna be really fun, man. We've already gotten a few shows on our belt, and it's been a blast, man. Playing a bunch of songs off a new record, but also playing a whole bunch of Lady Antebellum songs. So it's a fun, loose, spontaneous show for sure.
And we're looking forward to it.
Thanks, man. Can't wait to see you guys.
Hey, have fun at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today, pal.
All right, buddy.
See ya.
I'll take some pictures. Bye.